The AlamoshoToday.com team members appreciate the Alamosho community for always making us your go-to source for getting the latest information from all the 6 LCDAs in the Alamosho local government area. However, we thought to bring you up to speed just in case you missed out on some top headlines that may interest you this week. The week under review is Friday, June 2, 2023, Thursday, June 8, 2023. Here are the trending headlines of the week on AlamoshoToday.com. 1. Recruitment. NDLEA gives update, invites candidates for screening, interview. The National Drug Law Enforcement Agency, NDLEA, has announced a screening, interview exercise for the superintendent cadre candidates who passed the recent assessment test and the shortlisted narcotic agent, narcotic assistant cadre applicants. According to the statement, the exercise will be held in batches and respective locations, under which names of candidates appeared from Monday, June 5 to Friday, June 16, 2023. 2. TIMEON Kairos Polytechnic calls for applications for academic, administration, management positions. Time on Kairos Polytechnic, located at 326 Lagos Abeokuta Expressway, Sele, Super Bus Stop, Abeulegbe, Lagos, is seeking to expand its employee base with the hiring of new members of staff for various academic, administration, and management positions. The ideal candidates must have ND, HND, first degrees, master's degrees, PGDs, PhDs, and professional qualifications. 3. Lagos police dismiss sergeant for extorting N98,000 from man. The Lagos State Police Command, on Wednesday, May 31, 2023, dismissed a police sergeant identified as Ekpo Shamuyer, attached to the Sogunal Division area of the state, for extorting N98,000 from a young man. 4. Residents lament reappearance of beggars in Lagos. Residents of Lagos State have lamented the reappearance of beggars at popular locations in the state despite the government's pledge to evacuate and relocate them. A report by The Guardian affirms that beggars of different age groups, both young and old, can be seen in various strategic locations, begging for alms, despite the government's promise in 2022 to evacuate them off the roads across the metropolis. 5. Menstrual Hygiene Day. Akinsanya calls for girl child protection. As the world celebrated Menstrual Hygiene Day on Monday, June 5, 2023, the executive chairman of the Igondo Ikotan Local Council Development Area, Comrade Lasisi Ayinde Akinsanya, has trained over 100 people on how to make sanitary pads, while also calling on parents and government at all levels to protect the rights of the girl child. 6. LASG aims to collect 200,000 units of blood through voluntary donors. The Lagos state government has said that it is increasing and targeting the total number of donated blood, which is presently at over 114,000 units to 200,000 units to meet the World Health Organization's, WHO, recommended estimate of blood requirement per population.